Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're sharing with you regarding the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ. We've talked about the fact that He's the one who redeemed us. We now are a purchased possession. We belong to the Lord. We're not our own. We're bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. And He has brought forgiveness, cleansing from all sin. And He remembers our sins and iniquities no more. We see the fact that He brought salvation as we receive Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. We are born again. We get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Then we receive the Holy Spirit, who is received subsequent to salvation to come and dwell in our spirit. We've been called out of darkness into the marvelous light, and we've been brought into everlasting life, because he who believes on the Son has everlasting life, but he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Also, we see that Jesus brought us into the new covenant. The prophecy was given in Jeremiah 31:31, that there would be a new covenant made, and this came through Jesus Christ. He declared it in Matthew 26:28. This is my blood of the New Testament, declaring he was bringing the New Testament into being. We see in Hebrews 8:6 that now he's obtained a more excellent ministry. How much also he's the mediator of a better covenant. Remember, the first covenant had fault. Now the second covenant is a perfect covenant between the Father and the man, Christ Jesus. And now the covenant is that he takes his word and he writes it in our heart and writes it in our mind, so that now we are the epistle of Christ, written not with ink, not in tables of stone, but with the Spirit of the living God written in the tables of our heart. We also saw that now you and I are kings and priests unto God and a holy nation. He's made us kings and priests. And as the priest, we have two aspects of the priesthood: a holy priesthood, in which we're going to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, and also a royal priesthood, which is a ruling, reigning priesthood, having been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. We also saw his purpose was to bring us to the place of righteousness. We see that when we're born again, we get a brand new spirit, which is right with him. But then we must seek the righteousness of God through the Word of God. And remember 1 John 3:7, let no man deceive you. He that doeth, present tense in the Greek, which means continuous, repeated action. He who does continually righteousness is righteous. Otherwise, righteousness is more than just being born again. It's walking in line with the word of righteousness that produces righteousness in our life. We also saw that grace and truth come by Jesus Christ, and that he has also brought forth mercy and peace. And as we walk in line with his word, and we do what he says, to come boldly to the throne of grace, to take hold of mercy and find grace to help in time of need, we will see that manifest in our life. Also, peace. He said, in me you might have peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. And if we will cast all the cares upon the Lord, be anxious for nothing, then, and we pray the prayer in line with his word with thanksgiving, the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We know the fact that he keeps those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We also saw the fact that we now are free from fear. We don't have to put up with fear in our life. We've not been given a spirit of bondage, again, to fear. Now, he says, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And now we've been delivered out of the hands of our enemies. We might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. We also see the fact that we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Jesus came to reveal the Father. It says in Luke 10:22, to whom the Son will reveal him, he reveals the Father to us. And in John 16:25, he says, I will show you plainly of the Father. We are to know the Father and develop a personal, intimate fellowship with him. We're going to go on talking about things that are important, realizing the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ. We see that he brings us to the place of true repentance in our life. In Acts 3:19, the Bible says, Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. In fact, one of the principles of the doctrine of Christ in Hebrews 6:1 is the foundation of repentance from dead works. So you and I are to have repentance. And 2 Corinthians 7:9-10 indicates that we're to be sorrowing to repentance after a godly manner. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. We can't have the sorrow of the world. We've got to have a godly sorrow that works repentance in our life. In Romans 2:4, we see the fact it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. And remember in Revelation 2, he would call them to repentance. In verse 5, they'd fallen, and he called them to repent and do the first works so that they would walk in his ways. Otherwise, he'd come quickly and remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. And in Revelation 2:16, he says, Repent, or else I'll come unto thee quickly and will fight against thee with the sword of my mouth. In Revelation 2:21, I gave her space to repent of her fornication. She repented not, talking about the Jezebel. God always gives us space to repent so that we will turn to his ways. And in Revelation 3:3, he said, Remember how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. He said, If you won't watch, I'll come on thee as a thief, and you'll not know what hour I'll come upon thee. And then in Revelation 3:19, he says, As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Repentance is the Greek word metanoi, which means to change the mind. So you and I are going to repent, we're going to change our mind, and walk in line with God's ways. Now, another thing that he brings forth is to have our mind renewed, to bring the mind of Jesus Christ into us. In Romans 12:2, Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed is the Greek word metamorpho, from which we get our English word metamorphosis, which is the process whereby the caterpillar is changed into the butterfly, a change in species. And this is what happens. You are changed from a carnal-minded person to a spiritually heavenly-minded person, so that you will walk in the ways of the Lord. In Romans 8:5, those that are after the flesh shall mind the things of the flesh, but those that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Your focus needs to be on the things of the Spirit, not on the things of the flesh. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. In fact, the carnal mind makes you an enemy against God, because it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It's only after you're after the ways of the Spirit that you will have a mind that is right with the Lord. And as you receive the Word of God and you allow the renewal of your mind, you'll come to the place of having the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. Another purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ is to be sure that we do not walk under the god of this world, who is Satan. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, the Bible says, In whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You and I are not to be blinded by the god of this world. Instead, we're supposed to have our mind renewed to the truth and our eyes open to the truth. You know, we got to stay away from the ways of the world. It says, Be not conformed to this world in Romans 12:2. And in 1 John 2:15-17, Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And remember, the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now in James 4:4, he says, The adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? It makes you an enemy against God. Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. You are to come out of the world and be separate from it and walk in line with the ways of the Word of God. Another thing, that the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ is to bring us to the place of overcoming sin. In Romans chapter 6, verse 11, "Likewise reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, verse 12 says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof." We don't have to let it reign. We're not going to obey it. Instead, verse 13 says, "Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." You and I are to yield our members unto God instead of yielding them unto unrighteousness that produces sin. Sin shall have no dominion over you. And then he says in verse 16, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness?" That tells you that you are yielding to a whom, which would either be God or the devil. If you yield yourself to the devil, then you're yielding unto sin unto death. But if you yield to the word of God, unto God, you're obedient to the word that produces righteousness. Verse 17 goes on and says, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." You and I are now servants of righteousness, and we now are to yield our members servants to righteousness that produces holiness. And we're not going to walk in the ways of sin any longer. We're now made free from sin. We're servants to God, and we'll have fruit unto holiness in the end, everlasting life. And remember, Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ." And in James 4:17, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." And Romans 14:23, "For whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Well, you and I are going to strive against sin, as it says in Hebrews 12:4, and now we can overcome all areas of sin as the purpose of Jesus Christ is realized in your life. We're going to continue on this subject of the purpose of the coming of Jesus Christ in the next broadcast. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I display all of the scriptures for all to see by video projector as I'm teaching. I show you the meanings of the Hebrew and Greek words, as well as the tense, voice, and mood of the verbs, which is essential to understand what is really being said in the scriptures and to rightly divide the word of truth. I teach the whole counsel of God, bringing forth complete teaching, holding back nothing, so that you will grow mightily in the word and bring forth fruit and possess the promises of God as you do the word. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and breaking inherited generational curses. Through the teaching, preaching, and personal ministry to the needs in your life, you will grow strong in the Lord, learning how to walk in the Spirit, developing a personal, intimate fellowship with the Lord, and conquering the devil in every area of your life. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.